This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. Several podcasts ago, I laid out a chronological timeline of my own life's quest for patriot nourishment. My story began in 1956 and ended in 2011. Today, I'm going to continue that story, but this time we'll be traveling down a different but parallel track. I'm going to begin telling you the story of how God apprehended me and prepared me for His service. You're no doubt familiar with the story of God selecting Abram, promising to make a great nation out of his descendants. You're familiar with Moses' encounter with God at the burning bush, with God's apprehending of David the shepherd boy to become the king of Israel, and of Paul's encounter with Christ on the road to Damascus. But does God still call people today? Well, I make no claim to be anywhere close to belonging in the same league with these biblical superstars, but I do want to tell you the story of how God laid hold of me. I said at the outset of this podcasting venture that Night Watch would be about love of God and love of country. It's time for me to talk just a bit more about the love of God. I first walked into God's kingdom in my 16th year of life, born again, as they say, in March of 1968. Nearly 5 years later, in early 1973, I began to hear the deep call of God upon my heart. In the early months of that year, God began to talk to me. It was not an audible voice, but rather a gentle whisper in my heart. He was calling me to something, he said. He did not elaborate on what that something was. My preparation for ministry, he explained, would not be the traditional seminary route. Instead, my training, he clarified, would be a protracted series of trials and tests drawn out over many years. He told me that he was going to take me into a dark place, but that he would meet me there. Even before this season of preparation began, he laid out some detailed instructions for me. Here's what he said. Seek me with all of your heart. Wait patiently for me. Keep focused on your goal. I'll explain that goal in a minute. Be filled with thanksgiving and praise. Be cognizant that I am preparing you for a task. Prefer others over yourself. Submit to those I have placed in authority over you. Do not grasp for ministry. I will release you in my perfect time. I walked into my early 20s then with a profound realization that God owned me. I knew that He would take me where He wanted me to go and that He would arrange my life in a way that pleased Him. He also gave me a personal word from His Word. He spoke to me out of Isaiah chapter 45, verse 3. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. I like the New International Version of this passage because it uses the word summons. A summons is a legal citation, an order from the court to appear before a judge. It's a government document, and it implies duty. At the age of 21, the righteous judge of heaven summoned me into his kingdom courtroom, set me down, and gave me his orders. He was about to lead me into a dark place, he said, and his goal for me was the sanctification of my soul, the burning out of the dross, the humbling of the man, and brokenness. I suffer no illusions. This process remains to this very day, and will continue into my dying breath. Up next, I will continue with more about the hidden treasures and the riches stored in secret places. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.